Well, welcome back, everybody, and welcome to Principled Principles, a school leader's mission of Mississippi school principals. However, we focus on the state of Mississippi, but we also focus on a national review of what school leadership looks like, should be, how it is administered, the evaluation of programs, and being successful in all facets of school leadership. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the catalyst for change, school principals and their abilities to promote change within their buildings in a positive way. Many times, principals and school leaders, administrators, whatever you would like to call them, assistant principals, whomever that is in charge or in leadership, has to be challenged by making decisions that may not be most popular, but can be for the best benefit of all students and teachers in their buildings. One famous quote that's always said when we make decisions in schooling is, we have to do what's best for the students. While that is absolutely correct, I like to call myself to be teacher-centered. A great principal understands that teachers are going to catch more students than you as being the principal. So if we put our principals in retrospect, and we teach and train our principals to put teachers first, then those teachers, once they are put first, they're going to make the decisions that are best for those children. I'm a school leader who believes that the teacher understands the ins and outs of their students more so than that of the principal. Why? Because those teachers see them each and every day. They monitor them, they talk with them, they get to know their parents and their families and communities more so than that of the principal. So we need to try to have a paradigm shift. We do make decisions that are best for children, but we need to also understand that as a school leader, if you put your teachers on the forefront, they're going to do everything in their power to move all students forward. So today's content that we're going to talk about is entitled Catalyst for Change. We want to create a disequilibrium or some confusions of the current state to explore the alternatives of professional practice when we talk about being a change agent, being the change, a catalyst for change. An important role for school principals is being a catalyst for change. In a demanding role as this, we have to remember that principals should always seek to influence change for improvement by introducing positive, bright, new ideas, making observations, and questioning current practice. One of the feedbacks that I always receive from principals is, we have to follow policy, and the state does this and the state does that. While this is true that policy has to be followed, you understand that you do have the ability to create a different approach to the teaching and learning environment as long as you do follow policies. For example, we talk about seat time. In many districts, they have an innovation movement where you can kind of accommodate seat time, but for the most part, our seat hours are very important. That doesn't necessarily mean that a student has to be locked inside of a desk for all of those hours. That means that course that student is enrolled in should meet for the allotted amount of time, but can be done in different situations. We have to always introduce new ideas, make some positive gains by making some positive observations, and I'm not necessarily talking about teacher evaluations either, and question our current practices. If we examine how to be more effective, to move beyond the so-called status quo, and to challenge these what we call mental models. Principals promote learning and continuous improvement throughout the entirety of their school. A catalyst for change, principals have two major responsibilities. One is engaging teachers in what we call evaluation think. Dr. Killian wrote some great literature on what evaluation think is, and this is the definition. Evaluation think is individuals and teams looking critically and analytically to discover what is working and what is not in order to redefine their work and improve results. A lot of times we go through our operations of school and we do things that have been done the same way for 150 years now. We haven't modified our schedules. We haven't created avenues that really are in the best interest of our students. So we need to train our teachers to evaluation think. Discover what is working, what is not, and why, the root causes of that. A second responsibility for school principals are the alternatives or the refinements to current practices. This will hold an expectation that the principal is comfortable being on the leading edge, current in curriculum, instruction, assessment, professional development, leadership, and change. I think many principals would agree that they are not the content experts when you get on the secondary level, but they have to be the expert in integration and implementation of new curriculums, new instructional practices, new assessments, professional development, and leadership and change. I think one of the biggest struggles we face is professional development. Another staff meeting at the end of the day or before school. The same old thing that's been going on for 20 years. Teachers can go into those staff meetings and they can absolutely tell you once they hear the title of the staff meeting what is going to be said. I think that is redundant. That's boring and dull, and that is not being a change agent. I think effective school principals need to change this up. Utilize the staff that you have and their expertise and artistic abilities that they use every day with students. Allow them to have shared responsibility and shared leadership in that building setting and doing professional development. One fine example of this would happen to be performing a teacher talent show throughout the year. Aligning the best of the best up you have out there, having a panel of judges, and reviewing what these teachers are doing.